Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Greetings, music lover.
This is your number one station, your official station. Do it!
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where today I'm delivering to you 60 minutes of fine Jamaican and American recorded music, as we're going to be paying our respects to the legendary engineer, producer and studio owner, Philip Smart, who sadly lost his battle with pancreatic cancer on the 25th of February. And so today's show is going to highlight Philip's immense contribution to reggae music over the last 40 years, and we'll cover roots, dub and dancehall music. So settle in for the House of Reggae's Philip Smart Special. And so this is, of course, the distinctive melodica sound of one Augustus Pablo playing his version of the Swing Easy rhythm, which he retitled as Skankin' Easy, and this was a debut co-production between Pablo and Philip Smart at Randy's studio back in 1972, and was initially released on 7-inch on the Hot Stuff label. And it not only kick-started a very fruitful partnership between Pablo and Smart, but also sent Philip off on a 40-year-long journey into creating music and sound that has covered the very best in roots, dub and dancehall, and stretches from Johnny Clark to Shaggy. And so Philip, who lived a life in music, grew up as a child in Harbourview on the outskirts of Kingston, and when still a schoolboy, he became an avid record collector in the late 1960s and formed a friendship with another Harbourview resident, Errol Thompson, who was himself just starting out on his own journey as an apprentice engineer at Studio One. And it was during this time that Philip started playing his records out at local parties and built up a local neighbourhood sound called Sound of Distinction. And when Errol Thompson moved over to Randy's studio at the turn of the 1970s, Philip was invited along to just hang out and watch the likes of the Wailers recording their Lee Perry-produced hits. He had also developed a friendship with a young Augustus Pablo, and so they pulled their money together to hire out Randy's to record this cut of Swing Easy. And they soon followed it up with his next original instrumental, which has gone on to be version galore over the years, as this is the original Pablo and Smart produced Cassava Peace. We'll be right back. This time recorded at Dynamic Studio, that was Augustus Pablo with the original version of Cassava Peace, which was co-produced by Pablo and Philip Smart and released on the Hot Stuff label in 1973. And of course that rhythm went on to form the basis of Jacob Miller's legendary Baby I Love You So, along with a dub version of King Tubby's Meets Rockers Uptown.
Enlightenment! That is the wickedest sound I play!
And so it was a man, King Tubby, who features next in a Philip Smart story, as during 1973, Philip became a regular visitor to Tubby's new mixing and dub cutting studio on Dromley Avenue in Waterhouse to cut dubs for his own sound system. And at this time, of course, Tubby was at the forefront of the groundbreaking new genre of dub.
Dub, 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 dub. Dub, 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 dub,
dub. And so Philip began hanging out in his studio, and his big breakthrough of using Tubby's four-track mixing desk came in 1974, when he had been cutting sound system mixes of the Bunny Lee-produced None Shall Escape the Judgment by Johnny Clark. And noticing how popular this tune was becoming, Philip told the producer that he must officially release it as a record. So Bunny asked him to mix a version of it there and then, which he duly did, and of course the rest is history, as it signalled the start of the Flyers craze in reggae music and launched Johnny Clark's career. And so here is the Philip Smart mixed version of None Shall Escape the Judgment.
None shall escape the judgment. None shall.
Oh, come chalice is a judgment in this time. These words I see for mankind. Come chalice is a judgment in this time. These words I see for mankind.
Mixed at King Tubby Studio by Philip Smart in 1974. That was Johnny Clark with None Shall Escape the Judgment, which originally came out on both the Justice and Jackpot labels in Jamaica, where the dub version was still credited to King Tubby and the Explosion label here in the UK, and has gone on to be featured on countless compilations over the years and still stands as an all-time classic mid-70s root single.
As it aim is the DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, team, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so, following the success of None Shall Escape, Bunny Lee ennobled Philip, as he renamed him as Prince Philip Smart. And he was soon brought more rhythms to mix and version, as he became a full-time apprentice at King Tubby's studio and was given free rein of the Dubmaster's Board of Tricks, such as his customised echo in the spring reverbs, which you can hear Philip use to blistering effect in this DJ version of the Ali Baba rhythm, which sees Dr. Alimentado kill the Baba.
The gift of Jah is eternal life. Steal down the pipers and take the Baba's life. Everyone going around saying they know who shot the Baba. I know who shot the Baba. It was stomped on the Piper's son, I didn't say.
My dream last night was about Alibaba.
Stomped on the Piper's son, shot the bomb and away he ran. He ran away, as I would say. And I'm not too ready to hide, for everyone know that everywhere you go, you hear people say, Tom shot the bomba. Over there you hear they say, Tom shot the bomba. The young know that, the old know that, everyone know that they say, Tom shot the bomba. Him shot the bomba. 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 He pulled the 38 from his waist last night. He brought to the valley with his pistol by his side. Yeah, Tom shot the Baba. Him shot the Baba. Tom shot the Baba. Him shot the Baba. Tom shot the Baba. Him shot the Baba. Tom shot the Baba. Ali Baba. He rode to the valley with the 38 in his waist. Yeah. He pulled the 38 from his waist and shot the Baba. Yeah, I said, Tom shot the Baba. Him shot the Baba. Tom shot the Baba. Him shot the Baba. Mercy, y'all. So he leave another dread to grow, as I would say. So not the dredges are flourishing on earth this day, as I would really say. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
My dream last night was about Alibaba.
Tom, Tom, the Baba's son, shot the bomb and away he ran. Look at that, and Tom was a ballad, and he should love the Baba, cause he's also a ballad. Now look at that, let me tell you, say, Tom shot the Baba. And he's a ballad, and the Baba is a ballad. And says him, leave the natty dread, feel flourish now, leave natty dread, feel flourish now, leave natty dread, feel flourish now, leave natty dread, feel flourish now. Pull the 38 from his waist last night, I tell ya. And he shot the Baba in his head, I tell ya, last night. Yeah, Tom shot the Baba.
Once again, mixed by Prince Philip Smart at King Tubby Studio, that was Dr. Alimentado with I Killed a Baba, which was originally released on 7-inch on the Jackpot label in Jamaica in 1975, before appearing on the Good Doctor's classic Best Dressed Chicken in Town album 3 years later.
Right now, we've been wonderfully surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so during 1974-75, Prince Philip Smart, as he was now known, mixed many dub versions at Tubby Studio. but because the name King Tubby was strong enough to sell a record, many of these versions were released under the proprietor's name, including a full-length album which appeared in the UK called King Tubby Meets the Aggravators at Dub Station, which featured a dozen echo-laden versions that in fact Philip had mixed of some of Bunny Lee's best rhythms of the day, including this one, which is called the Dub Station. Prince Philip Smart at the controls there once again with the Dub Station, which is taken from the album King Tubby Meets the Aggravators at Dub Station and was released in 1975 in the UK on the Live and Love label and was reissued a few years back on CD by Trojan Records.
This station rules the nation with versions.
And so, before we head off into the next chapter of Philip Smart's illustrious career, I've still got time to squeeze in another monumental dub version. And this one comes from the album Tapazuki in Dub, which was another full-length release which Philip mixed at King Tubby's, but which, as the title suggests, was full of Tapazuki-produced rhythms. And the album kicked off with this one, which was Philip's deconstruction of Prince Allah's roots classic, Buzzra.
I came, I saw, I see. And I try to tell the children of Jah to take heed, my brothers.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our Imperial Majesty and Brightest Last Light of Earth. Jah Rastafari.
Utilising Tubby's studio to full effect there was Prince Philip Smart once more, this time with a title track from the 1976 album Tapazuki in Dub, which originally appeared on the Stars label in a very limited pressing before it got a full reissue courtesy of Blood and Fire Records back in the mid-90s.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
But these dub explorations were just the first chapter of Philip Smart's musical career, as by the end of 1975 he was packing his bags and getting ready to move to New York, which is where he made his home for the rest of his life. But taking with him the knowledge and skills he had picked up through his time at the various studios in Kingston, Philip was full of confidence and eager to learn more. So he soon started building links with New York producers and studios, and found work as a studio engineer, including for Lloyd Bullwacky Barnes, where he mixed the album Macca Dub. But Philip's big dream was to open and run his own studio, and so starting off in his brother's basement, he soon raised enough funds to custom build a studio in Long Island, which he called HC&F, and which opened for business in 1982, with their debut release being the crossover hit Go Day Yakka by Mon Yakka. But Philip's biggest customer in those early years was a Jah Life production team of Hyman Wright and Percy Chin, who would bring some recently relocated Jamaican singers to the studio, along with the occasional visitor too, like Sammy Dredd, Sister Carol and Ski On Success, as well as these next two, who we're going to hear from now, because in 1984, Jar Life created a dancehall version of the Hot Milk Rhythm at Philips' newly opened studio and produced not one but two massive Jamaican hits. As in a minute, we're going to hear Carlton Livingston's weed anthem, 100 Weight of Collyweed. But first up, here's Barrington Levy with Murderer.
Murderer. Do that. See, tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. See, them coming at me here, I want to kill off the youth. No dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Come a courthouse want to tell pale lies. Them a murderer. Aye. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Cause them ugly at them cheap one come kick out my teeth. Coming at them red want to lick off my head. Coming to my lane want to fly out my brain. Them dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Want to deprive I man from my rights. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. Aye. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a vampire. Then we suck out your blood. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a murderer. Aye. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Anyone we no like, we no keep them afraid. Girls we don't feel, we don't chat to them. Cause them a murderer. Them a murderer. Aye.
Get hustling.
Oh yeah.
Get hustling. With 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. The speed limit was 35, was doing 55. See a Babylon car draw out on me. We start to speed on corners, just like we are daredevils. Him couldn't keep up with me, cause me too hard. With 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. Can't afford get arrested. Lord, I don't have no papers on me. Can't deal with no time, don't a GP. I've got to make a clean break. Can't take no check now, with 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. The cops they set up a roadblock. Man, you know, I just can't stop. The cops, they start to chase, bust up some shot. But man, I've got to make it away. With 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. 100 weight of Collyweed coming from Saint Anne's. The dreadlocks are waiting in the city, the city, just to get a job. Me her, me her. Man, I see the flashing lights coming.
Two classic tunes over one great dancehall rhythm, which were both mixed by Philip Smart at his HC and F studio in Long Island and produced by Hyman Wright and Percy Chin. As first up, you heard Barrington Levy with Murderer, which originally came out on the Jar Life label in 1984, and following that was Carlton Livingston with 100 Weight of Collyweed, which saw release in the UK on the Greensleeves label the same year.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so those two tunes you just heard sounded so Jamaican that many people at the time believed they were recorded on the island itself. And this confusion was compounded by the Greensleeves release crediting it as a Henry Junjo Laws production and saying it was recorded at Channel 1. And this mix-up came about when Laws was given a bunch of dub plates by Jar Life to play on his Volcano sound system in Jamaica. But unbeknownst to Jar Life, Junjo also took them on his next trip to London and licensed them to Greensleeves, re-crediting himself as a producer. Which is what he also did with this next tune as well, which is by Skion Sashay Success, who was born and brought up in Jamaica, but after graduating from college, he emigrated to New York in the late 70s, and throughout the following decade recorded a whole bunch of tunes at Philips Studio, including this next one, which is called It A Go Done.
Give all my And I wanna be where the walls they don't break down, break down. And it a go down, why yes it a yes, be done. Done. Ooh, and it a go down.
Another rock solid dancehall rhythm, which was produced by Hyman Wright and Percy Chin and engineered by Philip Smart at his HC and F studio, as that was Ski On Sashay Success with It A Go Done, and as mentioned was released on the Greensleeves label in 1984, but wrongly credited to Sammy Levi.
Lord of mercy.
And it was also during this time that Philip hosted his own radio show in New York called Get Smart, where he played a mix of Jamaican and New York recorded reggae, which helped spread these island rhythms into the native hip-hop culture of the Big Apple. Meanwhile, in his HC and F studio, he was now starting to produce his own music, as well as engineer for others. And for this, he set up his own record label called Eclipse, which saw releases by the likes of Red Fox, the actual Sammy Levi, and much more from Ski On Sashay Success, who recorded a full-length album at HC&F called In The Balance, and which featured some great digital rhythms produced by Philip, including this one, which is called Trainer.
Come tonight, we're gonna jump on France. See tomorrow, or we mash up a dance. Come tonight, we're gonna jump on France. See tomorrow, or we wounded a dance. This a sound of the trainer. The sound boy them trainer. When we a click them a tick and back up sir. We a the heavyweight bout ya. And them a play where we play last Easter. When we mud up them character. And if a sound must he think him a murder. He buck up in a gas chamber. Trainer. We a the sound boy trainer. I will be level them under. Trainer. We are the sound boy trainer. We have to cross every border. Nobody else couldn't help but the father. And him a guide and protector. Him a we alpha and we omega. Him a the chief and the trainer. Come tonight, we're gonna jump and prance. Listen tomorrow, how we wounded a dance. Come tonight, we're gonna jump and prance. Listen tomorrow, how we mash up a dance. And this a sound of the trainer. The young girls, them trainer. In a the dance, them a bubble up. But a them yard a behavior. And a them juice, them a hide and a right, sir. But them no one a dark corner. No, and that is stress them a murder who further. But don't touch a crack pipe, yo. For it a kill entertainer a danger. And we no want you go hunger. We want your tan pan it longer. We want your while and come over. Trainer. We are the young girls. Trainer. We make them tan pan it longer. Trainer. We are the young girls, trainer. We are the original trainer. And this a sound of the trainer. The young man them trainer. Yes, take your time pon the gates. Nobody push and come in. In a the dance, them a bully in a pincer. Them have the hottest a temper. They want to bad up and mash up the culture. I must say both of them work for. Nobody make you badness fool you. Say me treat them for cool you. Youth, nobody make you money rule you. Enough love them for school you. Trainer. We are the young man trainer. Oh trainer. Nobody touch the retainer.
That was Ski On Sashay Success, this time credited under his rightful name with Trainer, which was produced by Philip Smart and was featured on the full-length album In The Balance, which came out in 1991 on Philip's own Eclipse label. And that track can also be found on a double album compilation, Five Borough Fire, which came out in 2005 and collects together many of Philip's early digital productions from the late 80s and early 90s.
This station
rock the nation with sound vibration.
But as well as producing his own records, Philip Studio still played host to many visiting singers and DJs looking for that New York dancehall sound. And one intriguing side note to this was a Panamanian DJ, Nando Boom, who turned up in 1990 and recorded a version of Shabaranx's Dembo. And the Studio House Band, who were led by Dennis Thompson, recorded their own interpretation of the original rhythm, which, although they didn't realise it at the time, in the intervening years has gone on to become the rock on which 99% of all reggaeton music has been built. But for this show, the next HCNF recorded tune I got for you is by the legendary DJ Supercat, who turned up in New York to record his international breakthrough album for Columbia Records called Don Dada, the title track of which was a defiant riposte to Ninja Man following their recent clash at the annual Sting concert in Jamaica. And recorded at HCNF, Supercat laid down one of his most memorable performances over a hard-hitting dancehall rhythm, as this is the Don Dada.
Don Dada. Don.
You see some little boy come top or gold teeth, front teeth, side teeth, color teeth, I will pull all the teeth. And if you don't like it, the whole night of your face my 45 beat, you see it? Doggone do it. Follow me now, follow me now, follow me now. Some on the way, them want to ram it up. I miss a cat away, them want to figure ram it up. And all the doggone style and them a touch it up. From over steromas on the way, them pick it up. When Burro Bantan and they must a tear it up. I miss a cat in the crowd and them a rip it up. Put on the all DJ, miss a cat a dan dada. Go and go tell it to your sister, your brother and mother. The boy no got a super cat and fella. The youth a jam like a Gabriel Amma. This a youth a come for juke them like a Satan Maka. Jam on the coffee lick like a Sterling Chopper. You see the general, you come for talk to me proper. For any time you come, you come for deal with the matter. Hear me now, do me say dog, eat your supper. Come listen, miss a cat pan the rhythm, miss atta. Me lay down on the rhythm like a chop and tire. I say clean on the rhythm like a pot pan fire. You sleep on wire, me we sleep in fire. And any time me come, me say the place catch a fire. Five, 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 five. But away, they want to ram it up. Jam on the general, they want to go ram it up. And all the dog and style and them a touch it up. From over steromas, so now where them pick it up. When Burro Bantan and I tell us I mash it up. I miss a cat in all the crew and them a tear it up. Say dan da da, dan da dan da da dan 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 da da. Pay all of the DJ, miss a cat a dan da da. A gold in front teeth, me say back down to Shabba. The boy now got a super cat and falla. I tell you this a youth where the jungle is falla. I tell you this a youth where the Spanglass falla. I tell you this a youth where the uptown a falla. I tell you this a youth where the Marlas falla. I tell you this a youth where the firehouse falla. And downtown and uptown and down in a Warwick. The boy now got a super cat and falla. I walk from jungle, go straight over rim. A gun in a your back and it chop in a host and some front it. But we are done that. The boy now got a cyan eye and falla. But this is not being in a sock here, copper. I tell you about salt and me bridge name pepper. When salt get salt, then a pepper get hotter. And one of them I end up in a hospital stretcher. The next danger man, him name it coming out the clean. I hear me now, youth, your people down the chopper. I stop both your friend and talk, but you have the bomber. I tell you this, a youth have the nuclear power. The minute, every time, every night, every hour. And when them see the general, them have to take cover. Come, come, come away, them want to ram it up. Jam on away, them want to ram it up. And now the dog and style and them a touch it up. From over steromas, so now when them pick it up. When Burro Bantan and I tell us to rip it up. And miss a captain of the pack and them a tear it up. Say dan da da, dan da dan 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 da da dan da da. Pay all of the DJ, get a dan da da. From front in gold teeth, me say straight back to Shabba. Go tell it to your sister, your virgin and mother. And tell it to the group on the road where you follow. With the sound, the nozzle and the stop on the bomber. I tell you this a youth of the nuclear power. This a youth you come to stop them like a thousand. This a youth you come to juke them like a sea.
Supercat in full flow there with a defiant Don Dada, the title track of his 1992 album on the Columbia label, and which he also released as a single on his own Wild Apache label. And it was also in the early 1990s that Philip started up a new record label for his own productions, this time called Tanya. And it was a ninth release in this series, which proved to be probably his biggest on the label, as I'm talking about Dirtsman's Hot This Year, which certainly lived up to its title as it became a big rhythm in the dancehall, as Philip followed it up with many other cuts. But here's the original 12-inch dance mix.
Or to get me wicked this year, not evil water can call me. Not a mercy. Or to get me, I'm gonna get me wicked, wicked, and if I did you check it, this I'm get damage, don't trespass. A boy must is stupid, if I get me lyrics on me mouth, if I get them slow and rapid, I am calm as a lamb, don't feel I'm timid. If I did you check it, this I'm get executed. Trespass. I am lyrically ill. 90s, I am programmed to kill. Tell the world of the middle team, my name really come hot this year. Where them a go do, if you hold me? What do you hear me? What do you get me wicked this year? Not evil water can cool me. Not a mercy. Come now, DJ V-Star, get to the silvery arena. If I come on the front page, come in the nose, say you're lyrically brave. Hold the piece right back to what the kid. No matter with after 2 years, you start fade. Right now, this is my lyrics parade. Me young lyrics in the clocks and lyrics in the spade. Fire, fire, or the better send for the brigade. Thief, pirate, them no stop indeed. Or to get me hot this year, where them I go do if you hold me? Or do you hear me? Or to get me wicked this year, not evil water can cool me. Not a mercy. Me come fi piece of the cake with a glass of lemonade. With the lips in my mouth and me come real prepared. If a pirate guy feel like him want come raid, tell him we have the angle and them have the blade. So from right there, so the next thing I first see it, I am lyrically packed and highly paid. Me no ramp it, me work, me no ramp it, me trade. Remember this, DJ I be gonna be weird. Cause this of the ear, dirty man gone clear. I'm counter the lyrics with a potion to spare. Tell the world of them me dirt fine and you me get hot this year. What them a go do if you hold me? What do you hear me? Or to get me wicked this year? Not evil water can cool me. Not a mercy. Or to get me, I'm gonna get me wicked, wicked. And if I did you check it, this will get damage, don't just pass. A boy must be stupid, if I get me lyrics on the mouth, if I get them slow and rapid, I am calm as a lamb, don't feel I'm timid. If I did you check it, this will get executed. Just back. I am lyrically ill. He's in a man, me world, me tranquil. For the 90s, I am programmed to kill. Tell the world of them, me dirty man, him really come hot this year. Where them a go do if he hold me? What do you mean? Or to get me wicked this year? Not even water can cool me. Let me see. Come now, DJ V-Star, get to the silvery arrangement. Positive and come on the front page. Come in them know, say you're lyrically brave. Hold the piece right back to what the kid. No matter with after 2 years, you start fade. Right now, this is my lyrics parade. Me have lyrics in the clocks and lyrics in the suede. Fire, fire, or the better send for the brigade. This pirate, them no stop indeed. Or to get me hot this year. Where them a go do if you hold me? What do you hear me? Or to get me wicked this year, not evil water can cool me.
Tough early 90s dancehall, as that was Dirtsman with Hot This Year, which was produced by Philip Smart once again at his HCNF studio in 1991 and released on his Tanya label.
I am not I am the mighty ruler.
And so Philip continued producing dancehall hits throughout the early 90s by other Jamaican DJs like Terra Fabulous and Terry Ganzi, as well as a trio of tunes by the premier roots singer of the period, Mr. Garnet Silk, with Singing for the People, Love Me or Leave Me, and the one I got for you now, which has proved to be one of Garnet's most popular recordings, as this is Retreat, Wicked Man.
Be still and hear the words of my Father, of my Father. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon, surrender, oh Lord. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon, surrender. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon, surrender, yeah. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon, surrender. Set my people free, you're in great danger. Show no mercy, and so you're gonna suffer. The troubles are great, but remember you're gonna man's just ready to melt you like butter. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender, oh Lord. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. Retreat, wicked man of Boagan. Surrender, yeah. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. Practicing evil for so long, God knows, thinking you've succeeded, but no, you're wrong. Your wicked devices gonna break your neck. The cry of my people's soul shall stop your breath. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender, oh Lord. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender, yeah. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. How long do you think the father would sit and let you use his children to fulfill your desire? Now the time has come. We're gonna set your soul on fire, on fire. Oh well, oh Lord. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender, oh yes. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender, yeah. Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender. Set my people free, you're in great danger. You show no mercy, and so you're gonna suffer. The troubles are great, but remember you're gonna pay. Can't you feel the Father's vengeance just melting you like butter? Retreat, wicked man of Babylon. Surrender.
Another Philip Smart production for you there, as that was the unmistakable voice of Garnet Silk with Retreat Wicked Man, which originally came out on Philip's Tanya label, as well as the Greensleeves label here in the UK in 1993.
Ice, Irie.
And so, as well as attracting a steady flow of visiting singers and DJs from Jamaica, Philip also recorded a local New York talent too. And amongst the many cuts on his Hot This Year rhythm was a tune called Mampy, which was by a then little-known local DJ called Shaggy.
Shaggy, Shaggy, Shaggy.
But within a year of this recording, he was back in Philip's studio, this time alongside the producer Sean Pizzonia, a.k.a. Sting International. And together, they updated one of Prince Buster's earliest productions, the Folks Brothers' O Carolina, into an early 90s ragamuffin anthem, replete with Shaggy's guttural loverman growl, and which went on to become a number one smash hit in the UK and set them on the path of world domination over the next decade, as Shaggy regularly returned to the HC&F studio to record or mix all his biggest international hits, including Boombastic, Angel and It Wasn't Me. But for this show, I'm going to go back to his first number one, the classic O Carolina.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because the coming on now strong. Strong, strong. Ready, steady.
Carolina. Wine your body, girl. Make them know they have it from my dem.
Carolina, come, Bobby.
Excellent stuff. And surprisingly for some, that tune is now over 20 years old. As that was Shaggy, of course, with O Carolina, which came out on the Virgin label, and also the Greensleeves label here in the UK, where it topped the UK pop charts in March 1993. Boo! But time is sadly running out for me here today, so I want to finish off by saying that following these huge hits that were recorded at Philips HC&F studio, he continued to host the biggest names from Jamaica and New York, and many of the rhythms produced there in the late 90s and 2000s still hit big in the dance halls. But after 40 years in the business, Philip unfortunately fell ill with pancreatic cancer and passed away on the 25th of February this year. But he has left behind a rich legacy and discography, which, as you've just heard, span the decades and genres of Jamaican music and brought joy and happiness to many millions around the world. So let me just end by saying thank you for all the wonderful and timeless music, Mr. Philip Smart.
Philip Smart. Philip Smart. Philip Smart. Philip Smart. Philip Smart. Philip.